The Christmas Special. Written by Ario Lorendiere and read by Litra. A supernatural Gabriel Sam Castiel Dean fic, with additional tags for Sweet Shop AU, porn. This has quite a bit of porn. What was a simple Christmas special became so much more. Sam is a strong mofo, and Gabriel likes it a lot. Also really badly written sparring. But I porn to make up for it. Part 7 of the Sex, Stanford, and a Sweet Shop verse. Summary. Sam has finally figured out what he's getting Gabriel for Christmas. And despite getting some of his presents early, Gabriel has one more up his sleeve for Sam. Also, Sam and Cass sparring to turn Gabriel and Dean on, because all Christmas specials need some porn. Notes. This first chapter is dedicated to, and completely the fault of, Anna and Litra. Because this idea was too fucking good to pass up! Christ, I love and hate the both of you so much. This was supposed to be a simple Christmas thing. Now it's turned into this especially long monster that I adore, and it's so much longer than I thought it would be, and I love it, but just... rawr! Thank you, darlings. Without further ado, my Christmas special.
So, here's the thing about Cass. Dude's fast. Fast as fucking hell, Sam said, stretching next to the mat. He was thankful that Cass was able to get them access to a private sparring room, since both he and Dean weren't members. He got inside your reach? Sam, you outweigh him by... Sam chuckled. You don't think I know that? He knows every strength and weakness he has against someone my size. He still put me flat on my back in about 30 seconds. Granted, I wasn't trying to fight dirty, but even if you pull your tricks, he will kick your ass. Dean snorted and crossed his arms, stretching just enough. I still don't buy it. Cass would have way more muscle culture if he had the skills you're talking about. He's a runner and a swimmer, Dean. He does martial arts because he enjoys them. Of course, he hasn't bulked up as much as you or I. He uses that to his advantage. Sam looked up as Cass joined them in the room, wearing a pair of track pants and a long-sleeved shirt. He looked about as dangerous as a kitten. He chuckled. Castiel moved to the middle of the mat and tilted his head as he looked at Dean. How should we go about ascertaining my level of skill, Dean? Dean huffed and shrugged off his jacket and shoes. Well, first off, throw all the rules you know out the window. When someone is fighting to escape, you can bet they aren't going to listen to the rules. They're going to pull all of the dirty bullshit they can. Very well. Castiel raised an eyebrow as Dean tossed the belt aside and rolled his shoulders. Disrobe further, and I may get the incorrect impression of what we came here to do, Dean. Sam snorted and leaned back against the wall, watching as Dean and Cass started to circle each other. Dean glared at Cass. You trying to distract me? Because you're succeeding. Castiel gave a small shrug. Should I attempt to attack you now, or would you prefer to see how I defend myself? We'll run through both. For now, defend yourself against me, and we'll see how you do. 2 hours later, Sam watched Dean be thrown to the mat for what had to be the 100th time, and raised an eyebrow at him. You ready to admit that Cass is a badass yet? Dean grunted and pushed himself to his feet. He was going to regret this in the morning. He looked at Cass. He was going to have one hell of a shiner tomorrow after that one hit he'd managed to land on Cass's cheek. He grinned and rubbed the back of his head. I think Cass might be tired of throwing me around. I see what you mean. You fight dirty, Cass. You told me to. Castiel turned his head to the side, evaluating Dean's injuries. Nothing that would cause lasting pain, but he would, perhaps, be sore for several days. He would need to make sure Dean did not make them leave before then. Sam laughed and shook his head. You should tell him what you were doing the night before, when you showed up. He won't believe you until you take him, but I'll get a kick out of his reaction. Dean frowned, looking from Sam to Cass. My reaction to what? Castiel squirmed in place for a moment before squaring his shoulders and facing Dean. I am a part of an underground fighting group. I accept or deny challenges based on previously demonstrated displays of skill. I am one of the higher-level opponents. His cheeks colored. However, on the night Sam was to leave, I went looking for a fight. I found several, though none satisfactory. Bullshit! Sam laughed, bending over at the stunned look on Dean's face. It had been better than he was expecting. So much better. He's not bullshitting you. He does. He's fucking amazing at it. Agreed. I've cleaned and doctored enough black eyes to know he's not lying, Dino.
Gabriel added, slipping into the room and closing the door behind him.
Dean stared at Cass and licked his lips, imagining him bare-chested, covered in a sheen of sweat, sporting a handful of new bruises, his lips split and swollen, and he needed to stop that train of thought right there. Right, well, that's enough for today. He cleared his throat and looked at Cass again. This time those blue eyes were dark with lust. Cass had seen him looking, and had done that freaky mind-reading thing again. Actually, Sam cleared his throat and glanced over at Gabriel, who was giving him a confused look. He knew that Gabriel had originally come to pick up Cass, and to watch some sparks fly, since apparently he had a thing for fighting. Who knew? Sam smirked at Dean. This idea was getting better by the second. How about you two watch Cass and I fight? You can analyze his style better if he's not planting your ass on the ground every 5 seconds. Gabriel squirmed in place for a moment, glad that the sweatshirt Sam had handed him was hiding just how much he liked that idea. Sure, just try to avoid giving him a black eye this time, since it looks like Dean has already taken care of that. Sam smirked. No promises. He glanced over at Cass and raised an eyebrow. He wasn't missing the sexual tension between Cass and his brother. He stepped forward and whispered in Cass's ear. You fight me properly, and he'll be dragging you out of the room. There. Dean could never say he hadn't done anything for him for Christmas. Castiel raised an eyebrow at Sam and smirked, slow and deliberate. He glanced over at Dean and watched the golden skin of his throat flex as Dean swallowed hard. That is acceptable. Our usual terms. Sam stripped off his shirt. This would be as much of a show for Gabriel as it would be for Dean. Sounds good. He nearly snorted with laughter as Cass followed his example and lost the sweat-damp shirt he had been wearing. Dean looked ready to jump Cass already. Perfect. He stretched for a quick moment and kicked off his shoes, glad that he'd been lazy and had worn sweatpants. Ready, Cass? Of course. Castiel settled into a relaxed and ready position, staring carefully at Sam. It was almost a tradition for Sam to attack first. He would wait and see what Sam would do, with both of their brothers watching. You do realize this is going to kill us, right? Gabriel muttered, sliding closer to Dean. Dean glanced over at Gabriel, then back to Sam and Castiel as they circled each other, moving closer with each rotation of the room. A small trickle of sweat ran down Castiel's back, and Dean licked his lips. Shit. Exactly what I was thinking, Gabriel said. Fuck. Sam circled the room once more before bursting into motion. He might not be as fast as Castiel, but he was bigger, weighed more, and had the advantage of a much longer reach. If he stayed out of Castiel's range, he could manage to throw Cass. Maybe. He also knew that he had a chance of winning if he got Cass on the ground. Castiel blocked Sam's attempt at grabbing his thigh and ducked, spinning low and kicked out at Sam's legs. Sam nearly fell, but he managed to avoid the hit. Good. He was learning. His eyes widened when Sam grabbed his foot and jerked it upwards in a quick motion. He planted his hands on the mat and kicked at Sam's face, making the taller man dance back a few steps. Castiel lowered his feet to the ground and resumed another stance. Do not hold back. Wouldn't dream of it, Sam growled. Oh, yes, let's not hold back. You're only going to kill your boyfriend with sexual tension, Gabriel grumbled, hugging Sam's sweater closer. His dick was throbbing, and fuck, he couldn't do anything about it. Dean snorted. I'm rather uncomfortable knowing that you're... Don't even try to make me think your thoughts about Cass are anywhere near chaste right now. Gabriel growled, glancing over at Dean. He turned his eyes back over to the fight and watched Castiel go over Sam's shoulder, barely managing to plant his feet on the ground before Sam was on him again. Fuck. Fuck! All those muscles. Fuck! Dean wanted to have a comeback. He did, but Christ! Cass looked magnificent. He was holding his own against Sam, maybe even winning. Sam probably couldn't keep up this level of speed for as long as Cass could. Those blue eyes, and all their intensity, was focused on Sam at every moment. He watched Cass perform the move that Sam had on him, catching his fist in one hand. Every muscle in his arm and shoulder rippled, but he held and twisted Sam's arm behind his back. Sam broke away a moment later, kicking out for Cass's legs. Dean swallowed. Fuck. Fucking fuck! Sam pulled away from Cass and rubbed at his jaw where Cass's elbow had caught him when he hadn't managed to twist out of the hold. Damn, Cass, you're bony as shit. Castiel chuckled. Perhaps you should have gotten away from me more quickly. He turned his back, giving the appearance of allowing Sam a moment to rest, before he spun and planted one foot firmly on the ground and the other into Sam's stomach, sending him careening back until he crashed under the mat. In another instant, he straddled Sam's stomach, using his legs to pin Sam down, and pressed his forearm to Sam's throat. Concede. Sam laughed. Sneaky fucker. Nice move. My ribs hate you. He smiled and pulled his arm away as he stood. None of them are broken. He glanced over to Dean and shivered. That look was predatory. He enjoyed it far too much. Perhaps Dean would not need convincing to perform another sparring session. Sam rolled his eyes and walked towards Gabriel. He smirked at the sight his boyfriend made with his flushed cheeks and his pupils blown, his lips bitten and chewed to redness. He tugged his sweater away from Gabriel, admiring the way the blush got much darker in the space of an instant. "You two coming over for Christmas dinner on Wednesday?" Sam asked, shrugging on his sweater, looking at the two of them. They were still staring, lost in their own little world. He looked down at Gabriel and licked his lips, admiring the very, very obvious bulge in Gabriel's jeans. "Gabe making pie?" Dean asked, watching Cass walk towards him, his movements slow and deliberate. Gabriel answered, his voice hoarse, as he stared at Sam. "Apple and cherry." His dick was throbbing, desperate for something, for anything. He prayed that they were going to go somewhere, that Sam could fuck him through a wall. He needed it, now. "Then fuck yes, we are coming," Dean said, stepping closer to Castiel. His lips curled at the implication of his words, and he watched Cass's pupils dilate. "Right. Then I'll leave you two to do your thing." Sam waved to Cass, who didn't do more than glance up at him, and nod before returning his attention to Dean. "See you two later." He grabbed Gabriel's hand and shut the door behind him. As he dragged Gabriel down the hall, he prayed that no one had any plans to come down to this end of the gym for at least a little while. "Please tell me that we're..." Sam cut Gabriel off as he looked into the next locker room, and then dragged Gabriel into it, shutting the door and locking it behind him. In an instant, he was down on his knees, his hands desperate and pawing at Gabriel's pants as he managed to get them undone and yanked down around his knees. "So fucking hot, knowing you were watching me. Turned on, wanting me to fuck you. Gonna make you scream." Sam growled, biting at Gabe's stomach, watching him twitch and groan. Gabriel sank his fingers into Sam's hair and bucked his hips forward. "Yes, fuck yes, Sam, need your mouth. Want you to fuck me." Sam leaned closer and gave a slow exhale across the tip of Gabriel's cock. He wouldn't last long, not like this. "Yes, could feel how much you wanted it every single second you were staring at me. I know just how I'm gonna fuck you." Sam panted, leaning down to lick Gabriel from base to tip, watching him shake. "Gonna pick you up, have you wrap your legs around my waist and hold you, midair. Fuck you good and hard, and I'll be the only thing holding you up. No wall, no bed, just me." The moan he let loose was embarrassingly loud, but Fuck. The amount of strength needed to do that. Strength he knew Sam had, but didn't fucking use most of the time. Got him going like nothing else. He bucked his hips forward again. Sam, fuck, please. I know. I've teased you quite a bit, fighting with Cass like that. Tell me what you were thinking, Gabriel. Want to hear you tell me while I suck your cock. Sam said, licking his lips and staring up into amber eyes that were growing darker by the second. Gabriel let his head fall back against the door and tried to think of something, of anything to fucking say. I shouldn't forget how strong you are, but fuck, watching you fight, God, it reminds me of how you move when you fuck me. A whimper escaped his throat as Sam's lips closed around the head of his dick and began to suck hard. The way your shoulders flex, the way sweat drips into your collarbone, then you just, the way you fight, you're so focused, just like when you are when you haul me up and fuck me against the wall, desperate for me, because it's been a while, or because you want to. Another moan escaped him, louder this time. Gabriel shuddered and tugged harder on Sam's hair, his hips bucking forward. Sam let him, relaxing his throat and letting him in deep. The hands on his hips squeezed, encouraging him to move to fuck Sam's mouth. Fuck, Sam! Want you in me. I want you to fuck me. Pick me up and fuck me. I want that. Just you holding me up, splitting me open, so all of it is you and only you. Want that. Another moan escaped him, louder this time. Gabriel shuddered and tugged harder on Sam's hair, his hips bucking forward. Sam let him, relaxing his throat and letting him in deep. Sam closed his eyes and sank into the easy rhythm of letting Gabriel fuck his mouth. His words were like fire, and every one of them drove him higher. Fuck, he wanted in Gabriel now. But he had nothing remotely resembling lube, and he wasn't about to fuck Gabriel with only spit. He reached a hand behind Gabe and pressed a finger against his entrance, rubbing slowly. He heard Gabriel choke out his name before his hips bucked forward, and he came, flooding Sam's mouth with his cum. He swallowed, sucking hard as he pulled off and licked his lips, staring at Gabriel. Fuck! Gabriel panted, sinking back against the wall. He stared at Sam, now crouching in front of him, and shivered. You know, I don't have any lube, or anything resembling lube at the moment. Sam licked his lips and smirked when golden eyes stayed locked on the sight. He stood, looking down at Gabriel, whose pupils were blown. Think I might have an idea, though. Get me good and wet, he ordered. Gabriel dropped to his knees and yanked down Sam's sweatpants. He wasn't wearing anything under them, and he groaned. Fuck, kid, you're killing me! He licked the palm of his hand and wrapped it around the base of Sam's cock, stroking hard, just like he liked. Gabriel lowered his mouth over the tip and teased Sam with his tongue, groaning when long fingers sank into his hair and tugged him closer. Remember, Sam said, his voice gruff as he stared down at Gabriel, you're not getting me off. You're getting me wet. Gonna come with your legs around my waist. He groaned around Sam's cock and sank his mouth down around him, coating him thoroughly, his mind racing with all the different things they could do. Sam wasn't gonna fuck him, but fuck, he wanted it so bad. He pulled away when he'd done as Sam demanded. He licked his lips, smirking when Sam stared at him. Fuck, you're a fucking tease, Sam growled, reaching down and grabbing Gabriel around the waist. He tugged those pants the rest of the way off and had Gabriel's shirt stripped off in a matter of moments. Now, he lowered his voice to a purr and wrapped his hand around Gabriel, lifting him up. Legs around my waist. He smirked when Gabriel complied immediately. Gabriel stared up at Sam, wondering exactly what he was planning, when he felt the slide of Sam's cock along the crack of his ass, and gave a full-body shudder. Fuck! He swore, reaching up and clutching at Sam's shoulders. I thought about fucking your thighs, Sam said, lifting Gabriel and then letting him sink down, a low groan escaping him as he did. Little harder to do in this position, and I wanted to get as close to where you wanted me as possible. You want me to fuck you, don't you, Gabriel? If he hadn't just come what little brains he had left out through his dick moments previous, Gabriel would be up and raring to go. As it was, if Sam kept this up, he'd be coming all over himself regardless. Yes, fuck Sam, please, more. I need it. Gabriel rocked into every motion of Sam's hips, watching the veins in his arms stand out as Sam lifted him easily, holding him right where he wanted him. Sam leaned down and kissed Gabriel, swallowing each of his moans as his hips rocked frantically. He wasn't going to last, not like this. And once he'd taken the edge off, they could get out of here, and he could fuck Gabriel 10 ways to next Thursday. Fuck Sam! Come on! Come on, want it! Gabriel begged, clinging tighter to Sam's shoulders, digging his nails in as Sam moved him frantically, desperate for more. Gonna take you home and have you fuck me, just like this, so deep, squirming and split open, just for you. Fuck, I want it! A low whine escaped Sam's throat, and he pulled Gabriel closer, his hips moving frantically, chasing his orgasm. Yes, gonna lick you open and get you ready, and fuck you so hard you'll be feeling it till Christmas. Gabriel shuddered, his dick already starting to harden all over again. Yes, Sam, fuck, yes, please! His thighs were starting to cramp, reminding him of the crazy position they were in, and he felt Sam take even more of his weight, moving him frantically. He leaned closer and licked his lips, whispering into Sam's ear. Come on, Sam, I want it. Want to feel it, feel you. Go home smelling like you. Mark me. Sam's hips stuttered and he groaned, sinking his teeth into Gabriel's shoulder, moaning loudly against his skin as his orgasm shot through him, with enough force to leave him shaking and his arms barely able to hold Gabriel up. Fuck, Gabriel. Sam held on, his face buried in Gabriel's neck. It took him way too long, but he managed to unwrap his legs from around Sam and wobble towards the showers. He leaned against the wall and into the hot spray and turned to look at Sam. Get your ass over here. Sam chuckled and walked towards Gabriel, glad that his legs still held him. What happened to going home smelling like me? He stepped under the spray and closed his eyes, savoring it. Much as I want it, you know my feelings on that, Gabriel said, his lips curling in a grin. And I'd much rather clean up, so you can mark me all over again when you get home and fuck me like that. His knees did an embarrassing wobble, and Sam leaned against the wall, not entirely able to hide it. Fuck, Gabriel. You can't just say things like that. Sam grumbled, glaring at his boyfriend. Gabriel raised an eyebrow. Really? 'Cause I did. What are you gonna do to me? He licked his lips and stared at Sam's chest. I might deserve to be punished. Think you can manage that? Sam groaned and pulled Gabriel to him for a kiss. You're going to fucking kill me.
Sam waved to Anais and Anna over the crowd of people in the shop as he headed to the staircase. He'd drop off his stuff and see if he could head back downstairs to help Gabriel out in the back. He always needed help, even if he didn't want to admit it. Sam double-checked that he had everything he needed for Gabriel's Christmas present, and bit his lip. It certainly wasn't original, but what else was he supposed to get for someone who had the ability to get anything he wanted? He put the rest of the stuff away by the bed and pushed his fingers into his hair. Well, Gabriel would like it. That he was at least reasonably sure about. He shrugged off his jacket and rolled up the sleeves of his flannel and headed downstairs into the last-minute crowd. They still had 5 or so hours before they closed. He might as well help Anna and Anais get to everyone they possibly could. Gabriel was the best kind of exhausted. Today had been insane, with people buying last-minute gifts. Every upgrade he had made to the shop since last year had paid off, and he'd been able to keep up with the orders. Barely, but he'd been able to do it. He frowned at one of the last orders that was scribbled. The handwriting didn't belong to Anna or Anais. Hell, it looked like Sam's handwriting, but he was out with Cass and his brother. He poked his head out of the kitchen and looked behind the counter.
Anna and Denias were there, helping the last few customers. No Sam to be seen. "Hey, Anna, we need another double over here, stat!" Sam called with a laugh, cleaning away the rest of the dishes surrounding Chuck, one of their regulars. He looked dead on his feet, but the grin he got in return for the order was enough to tell him that the coffee was very much needed. He grabbed a few more empty cups from the tables nearby and piled them on top of his already impressive stack. Sam whistled as he went over to the garbage and shoved them inside. He'd need to empty them again relatively soon. Sooner rather than later, definitely. He turned around and saw Gabriel standing in the doorway of the bakery and waved to him. "About time you serviced." He swallowed, watching Sam walk towards him. Gabriel reached up and pulled Sam down into a kiss. He let himself cling for several seconds before he let go and stared into happy hazel eyes. "You're helping out with my boyfriend's crazy sweet shop and making sure that your two employees don't get overrun?" "Yes. Yes, I am." Sam wrapped his arms around Gabriel in a hug and leaned closer to whisper in his ear. "I'm also giving you your Christmas present tonight, so you had better not be too tired." Gabriel huffed out a laugh and stared up at Sam. "I love you, kiddo. You know that, right?" "I do, and I love you too." Sam grinned at Gabriel and reached down to squeeze his ass. "Now go get in there and finish up for the evening. I have plans for you." Pulling away, Gabriel saluted and grinned. "Sir, yes, sir." He marched back into the kitchen, making sure to wiggle his ass and give Sam a show as he did. Sam admired the view and then blushed when he caught Anna and Denias both giving him raised eyebrows. "What?" Anna shook her head. "Nothing. Now man the register while I take the coffee machine. We've got the after-work rush coming, and we're going to need to all be behind here." "Yes, ma'am." Sam grinned at her and made his way over to the register. It was hours later when the last customer finally left the shop in a frantic rush, and Sam grinned at Anias. They'd both been cleaning up for the last half hour while he helped with customers. The shop looked like it had been hit by a tornado. "It looks great, guys. You go ahead and get out of here. I'm going to grab Gabriel upstairs. You have a Merry Christmas." "Merry Christmas, Sam."
"Merry Christmas, and try to make sure Gabriel can walk on Thursday, all right?" Anna said.
She raised an eyebrow at him, as he blushed darkly.
"Or should I tell my boss to make sure that you can walk on Thursday?"
Sam sputtered and hid his face away from Anna. "I'm going to go get Gabriel now. Both of you get out of here," he ordered, ducking into the back, his face still on fire. Damn Anna for being that perceptive. "What's got you blushing like a naughty schoolgirl?" Gabriel asked, wiping down the last counter, turning to face Sam. Sam in a naughty schoolgirl outfit. That might need to happen for his next birthday. He swallowed and looked around the kitchen. Gabriel looked like he was done for the night, and that worked perfectly with his plans.
"Nothing, I just... are you finished for the night?"
Gabriel cocked one hip to lean against the counter and raised an eyebrow at Sam.
"I am."
"Okay. Okay, good. I need you to come upstairs. In, 10 minutes. No more than that. To the, bedroom." Sam felt his ears burning and looked down at Gabriel. Damn it, this was embarrassing as hell. He knew better. Gabriel was never going to let him live this down. He raised both eyebrows at Sam.
10 minutes.
Got it. Sam immediately shuffled out of the room, glad that he had a couple of minutes to calm down how ridiculously red his face was. He hurried upstairs and put the finishing touches on what he wanted to give Gabriel. He stretched his arms over his head and slipped them into the knots he'd tied in the silk scarves, and waited, biting down on his lips, hoping that Gabriel didn't make him wait too long. Gabriel decided to give Sam 12 minutes, since he had looked very nervous. He smiled and shed his shirt, shoes, and socks in the living room. He could clean up before Dean and Cass came over tomorrow.
He wandered towards the bedroom and froze in the doorway, staring at the literal buffet laid out in front of him. Sam had not only lit candles to give the room a romantic and soft feeling, he'd stripped, tied a large bow around his stomach, and tied his wrists up to the bedposts. It looked like there was something written on his chest, too. Gabriel stepped closer, swallowing hard as he got to the side of the bed and could see what Sam had written. "Yours." The word and accompanying image seemed to be burned into his mind. Gabriel opened his mouth to say something, but couldn't quite manage it. He swallowed hard and looked up at Sam, staring into those hazel eyes that were looking at him, hesitation clear. It's chocolate body paint. Edible. I got you a bottle. A large bottle. And I didn't know what else to get you." Sam gave a shaky laugh and looked to the side. What does a poor college kid get who's richer than Cordia's boyfriend for Christmas? Gabriel rushed closer and kissed Sam, pressing their lips together in a desperate attempt to show Sam just how much this did mean. "This is perfect. You're perfect," Gabriel whispered against his lips, looking around the room again. "You didn't have to do this." "Of course I did. Thought about shopping for a few toys that you might like using on me, but wanted your opinion on some of them," Sam said, shivering as Gabriel's fingertips traced the bow. "I think you are the best present I have ever received, and I have no idea what I did to deserve you, but I am thanking every god up there for it." Gabriel started to kiss down Sam's neck slowly. "Also, tell me the next time you want to go toy shopping. We'll look together." Sam shivered at the idea and spread his legs, watching as the motion distracted Gabriel from leaving a rather large mark on his neck. "Well, well, well, if this isn't a proper Christmas present, I don't know what is. You want me to fuck you?" Gabriel asked, trailing his hands down Sam's thigh, and then back up, brushing over his erection, watching Sam shiver. Sam licked his lips and stretched again, spreading his legs even wider. "I'm yours. To do what you like with this evening, sir," he added, watching Gabriel give a full body shiver. Yep, that had been the perfect touch. "You're going to kill me. Kill me, and I will be happy to make the trip to hell," Gabriel growled, untying the bow and yanking it off Sam. Sam smiled and licked his lips as he stared up at Gabriel. Yep, he'd done good.
"I didn't think you were such a princess that you couldn't handle a rough night, Sam," Dean teased, taking a sip of his beer as he watched his brother sink carefully into the armchair across from the couch. Sam grunted and opened one eye to glare at Dean. Never mind that he was sore as shit from the spanking, and not from the 3 separate times Gabriel had fucked him senseless. "I'll be a princess if I fucking want to, so shove it before I kick your ass."
Castiel watched the 2 brothers from the kitchen and turned to smile at Gabriel. His brother had a relaxed smile on as he pulled 2 more beers out of the fridge. Contentment settled deep into his stomach. This was what some people had to consider perfect. When Dean looked over the back of the couch and grinned at the sight of him, Castiel felt his heart flutter. Yes. Perfect. Gabriel finished checking the oven and set the timer. They still had a few more hours before dinner was ready. Might as well kick back and enjoy the game the boys already had on the TV. He sauntered into the living room and settled on Sam's lap.
"Oh, gross. I don't need to see that shit," Dean grumbled, holding a hand up in front of his eyes. "Cut it out, won't you?" "Not a chance, Deenie-weenie. Go cuddle Cass if you want revenge. Bitching with me won't get you anywhere."
Gabriel waved a hand and settled back into Sam's lap, relaxing back into him. When they had all settled themselves comfortably, the doorbell chose that moment to ring. Gabriel groaned and glared at the door.
"What? What could be so important that you have to interrupt our Christmas dinner?
The knocking was persistent, and didn't stop. He huffed and climbed out of Sam's lap, heading for the door. Gabriel unlocked it and pulled it open, freezing in place.
Hello, Gabriel. Michael?
Castiel immediately stood, striding towards Gabriel, ignoring the confused looks from Dean and Sam on the couch, as he went to stand behind his older brother.
Ah, Castiel, you are here as well.
Most excellent. I would have thought you would be in your own apartment. You always did value your privacy. He shrugged and turned back to Gabriel.
No matter. I need to speak with both of you, regardless.
What do you want, Michael? Gabriel said.
He crossed his arms over his chest.
Cass and I left and never looked back. We want nothing to do with any of you.
Yes, well, Father has apparently disagreed. He has left the entire fortune and business under the control of two people. Gabriel felt dread settle into his stomach.
No.
His father would never be that stupid. He couldn't do that to him. He couldn't.
I left. Changed my name.
Ah, yes, Michael said, pulling out a small note. Formerly Gabriel Erzenkel and Castiel Erzenkel. Your given names were clearly not satisfactory, as you have since changed them to Gabriel and Castiel Novak, defiling the family name. Gabriel flinched.
Michael, what do you want? Why are you here? I left. I want no part of his empire, of everything. You know that.
Michael pulled another folder out of his bag and handed it to Gabriel. Congratulations. You and Castiel are the sole beneficiaries of his passing away last week. I expect you both in my office on Monday morning so I can start explaining the duties required of you both. Gabriel backed away from the manila folder, glaring at it.
No, I don't want it. I don't want any of it.
Too bad. It's yours. Excuse me, Sam stepped up next to Gabriel and crossed his arms over his chest, raising an eyebrow at the black-haired man in front of him. Michael frowned. Sleeping with a younger man, Gabriel? How low of you. I would expect nothing else of the man who disgraced our family.
That is enough, Sam snarled, stepping closer to Michael, glaring at him for all he was worth. He moved until Michael had to step back out into the staircase. My name is Sam Winchester. I suggest very strongly that you leave right this instant.
Letting your guard dog protect you now, Gabriel? He won't be much protection for you on Monday.
Actually, I will. Sam let his lips curl into a dark smirk, and he leaned against the doorframe. I'm going to be legally representing Gabriel. I'll also be filing a harassment suit against you if you do not leave right now. Gabriel Novak, Sam stressed the name and narrowed his eyes, was not notified of a death in the family, or that a will was being read in which he was included. Standard legal procedure, so I'm sure there was simply an error made. I would suggest that your representation contact me to discuss a meeting of our clients. Sam leaned forward and enjoyed the brief moment that Michael's eyes widened. Not afraid, but surprised.
If you come near my boyfriend again, rest assured, you will not walk away from the conversation.
He watched Michael give him a nod and turned to walk back down the stairs.
Sam exhaled slowly and let his shoulders relax, turning back to Gabriel. His face was still pale.
Gabe?
Gabriel hung his head and covered his face with his hands, turning and walking away from Sam. He made it into the bathroom and shut the door behind him, locking it. Sam felt his heart drop. He turned to look at Cass and cleared his throat.
Cass, can you tell me what's going on?
Castiel shook his head.
You need to be with Gabriel. I will take Dean with me. I must make some calls. I will speak with you tomorrow.
He looked to Dean and then back to Sam.
Understand, Sam. You have threatened someone very, very powerful. Michael will use everything in his power to attack you both now.
Sam swallowed and nodded. Fine. It didn't matter. All that mattered right now was Gabriel. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Cass. Sam waited until Dean and Cass had left before he turned back to the apartment. He could hear quiet sobs coming from their bedroom. He walked into the kitchen and turned off the oven, padding back to the door of the room, knocking gently. Gabriel, sweetheart, let me in. No response other than another loud sob had his heart jumping into his throat. Gabriel? Sam sank down in front of the door and tried the knob again, realizing that it was locked. Gabe, please, it's just me. I want to know that you're okay.
Go away, Sam, Gabriel mumbled into his arms.
He curled up tighter on the other side of the door.
Just leave me. You should have done it months ago.
What? Sam looked up in surprise at the door.
Leave? Gabe, I'm not going to leave. I love you. Let me in, please. And look at where I've got you. You just threatened someone who could ruin your life. You never should have gotten involved.
Sam swallowed hard.
I'm sorry, Gabriel, but I don't like bullies. And whoever he is, whatever he has to do with your past, he is a bully. I'm not afraid of him, because he can't take away the things I have in my life. You, Dean, Cass, and Jess, we're in this together, aren't we?
He pressed his hand to the door.
Right, Gabriel?
Gabriel clenched his eyes shut. He should have known. Should have. He would never be able to get away from this.
Sam.
Gabriel, please. I'll sit on the other side of this door all night if I have to. You don't need to tell me anything, but I want to hold you right now. Sam pleaded, pressing against the door. Please. He looked up the instant the door cracked and stood up, pushing it the rest of the way open, and gathered Gabriel into his arms.
I love you. You said I'm it for you. You're it for me. I love you so much.
Gabriel sank into Sam's arms and clenched his eyes shut. He didn't deserve Sam. Once Sam knew, once he found out everything, he'd leave. He'd never stay. Once Michael got to him, like he always did, he'd be gone. Another small sob escaped him, and he didn't register being picked up until Sam was sitting him on the edge of the bed. Sam removed Gabriel's shoes and socks, then his belt, lightly tugging to get his jeans down his hips. He undid the dark green button-up Gabriel was wearing, and then stripped down until he was standing in his boxers and undershirt.
Come on, under the covers with you,
he ordered, his voice soft. He coaxed Gabriel under the blankets and climbed in on his side, pulling the smaller man into his arms again.
Sam.
Shh, Sam whispered, pressing a kiss to Gabriel's forehead. I meant it, okay? You, Dean, Cass? You're what I really need, and he can't take you away, no matter what. Sam kissed Gabriel's nose next and smiled down at him. Gabriel sighed and looked up at the ridiculous moose. His brain was already swimming with worst-case scenarios. Michael getting Sam kicked out of law school. Michael digging up false information on Sam and Dean's pasts to get them arrested. Sam finding out about his past and leaving. He started to shake and held on to Sam tighter. Gabriel, breathe in and out with me, okay? In, nice and slow. And out. Sam murmured into Gabriel's ear, trying to get him to calm down enough to relax and maybe fall asleep. It took almost 15 minutes, but Gabriel stopped shaking and sank against him, pressing as close as he could. We'll be okay, Gabriel. We really will.
His name is Michael.
Gabriel said. His voice was hoarse and dry, and if he didn't say this now, he might never be able to. He's my eldest brother. I have a dozen siblings. Cass is the youngest. Sam held on to Gabriel, looking down at him, pressing another kiss to his forehead. And best, clearly. Gabriel gave a small smile. Clearly. He thought for a moment about what to say next. He's been the head of the family since I was little. Dad was always off, running the business, all around the world. He was never at home. Michael and I didn't agree. On anything. He sighed and pressed his head against Sam. You've been so good about asking about my past, Sam. Believe it or not, I went to law school. Became an expert in criminal law. I was a highly paid criminal defense lawyer for years. He closed his eyes as Sam went tense beneath him. My father had arranged me to marry Callie years before I ever met her. And when I did, well, you've seen her. I ignored my upstairs brain in favor of my downstairs. I was miserable, though. I never let it show. I spent my days helping people who I couldn't stand in court, and came home to a wife that cheated on me for years. Then, when I'd had enough, I abandoned my family and I quit in the middle of a boardroom meeting where I'd just been named partner, and I dropped all of it. Gabriel pushed at Sam, wanting to be let go, but if anything, those arms got even tighter around him. He sighed. I abandoned Cass. I was the only one he talked to when he was younger. I left him to Michael's mercy, and I ran. I destroyed any evidence of who I had been, and ran as far and as long as I could. I partied hard, lost myself in traveling, alcohol, and any willing man or woman. My name was in every trashy magazine you can imagine. I was the poster child for fuck-up. Michael has never forgiven me for the damage I did to the family name. He bit down on his lip and tried to memorize this the moment before Sam let him go and left, just like he deserved. Michael had my name banned in the house. That's about when Cass took up fighting. Sam held on to Gabriel and waited to see if there were any more words forthcoming. And when there weren't, he smiled. You never, ever, ever have an excuse to avoid helping me study for a test I take at school. Ever. Gabriel's eyes snapped open, and he pulled back from Sam and took in that stupid grin and those perfectly wonderful eyes that were still staring at him. I bare my soul to you about my past, and that's your response? Gabriel. Sam reached out and cupped Gabriel's face in his hands and pulled him close for a kiss. I am in love with who you are now. If I judged you for who you were then, I'd be the worst kind of hypocrite, considering some of the shit I've helped my dad and brother do. Your past helped you become who you are today. But it doesn't define you. I still want you, and I still love you. Sordid past and all. Okay? His eyes started to water against his will, and Gabriel had to stare at Sam's collarbone, or he was going to start sobbing like the little girl he was. Sam, you don't understand. Michael is going to pull your life apart. He'll get you kicked out of Stanford, make sure you can't go to school around here. He'll dig up any information he can on you and your brother. Sam leaned in to press their foreheads together. Will you leave me when he does? Gabriel blinked in surprise, not having expected that. What? No, of course not. Sam smiled. Then why would I leave you? Sam, you've got your whole life ahead of you. It's better if you leave now and... You're right. I do have my whole life ahead of me. That you're hopefully in, you dumbass. Sam said. He leaned in for another kiss and devoured Gabriel slowly. He kissed Gabriel until they were both out of breath, and paused for only a moment so they could both breathe before leaning in to capture Gabriel's lips again. I love you. All of you.
Except the piece that spanked me so hard that I could barely sit down. That piece needs to be talked with. Gabriel bit out a laugh and chewed on his lip and stared at Sam. He didn't deserve this. Any of this. He smiled and wrapped his arms around Sam's shoulders. Won't be easy. We're in for a fight with Michael. Then it's a damn good thing I'm excellent in a fight, Sam whispered, leaning in for another kiss. Gabriel tangled his fingers in Sam's hair and sank into that kiss. Love you, kiddo. And I love you too. Come hell or high water, weird as fuck families, sketchy and sordid pasts, and spankings. You're stuck with me. Sam watched Gabriel laugh, really laugh for the first time since this had started, and relaxed, pulling him even closer. Gabriel snuggled in close to Sam. Maybe he could keep this. Maybe Sam really would stay. Maybe Michael wouldn't win. He could hope.